Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to another morning devotional brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Reverend Father Scott Jupp of the Parish Church of St. Matthew's, located Church and Shirley Street, the Ark in the Pond. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 11, reading verses 14 through 26. Luke chapter 11, beginning at the 14th verse. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the one who had been mute spoke, and the crowd were amazed. But some of them said, "He cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and a house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebub. Now if I cast out the demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders through waterless regions looking for a resting place. But not finding any, it says, "I will return to my house from which I came." When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other demons, more evil than itself, and they enter and live there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. Today, we explore the teachings of the Gospel of Luke, in particular looking at this passage coming from Luke chapter 11 that sheds light on the power of a divided kingdom. Let us not only embrace the historical context of this scripture, but also apply its timeless lesson to our lives today. In this portion of scripture, Jesus finds himself at the center of attention due to his miraculous acts of healing and casting out demons. The passage begins with Jesus driving out a demon that caused a man to be mute. The crowd was astonished and marveled at the authority and power displayed by Jesus in this act. However, some skeptics in the crowd, seeking to undermine his authority, accused him of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons. The power of a divided kingdom. We see Jesus bringing aware of their thoughts. Being aware of their thoughts responds with a profound teaching on the power of a divided kingdom. He points out the inconsistency of their argument, stating that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. He reasons that if Satan were casting out his own demons, it would lead to chaos and ultimately the downfall of his dominion. Furthermore, Jesus uses their flawed reasoning to emphasize the source of his power. He explains that it is by the finger of God, the Holy Spirit, that he drives out demons. Jesus challenges their erroneous accusations by highlighting the absurdity and self-destruction that would result from Satan opposing his own demonic forces. When thinking about what can we take from the scripture today, firstly, we must recognize the danger of divisions. Just as a divided kingdom cannot stand, divisions within our lives and communities weakens us. We must strive for unity, love, and reconciliation, avoiding the traps of dissension and strife. Unity enables us to withstand the challenges that come our way. Secondly, we must think of the source of true power. Jesus' response underscores the divine origin of his authority. He demonstrates that his power comes from God, not from an alliance with evil. Similarly, as followers of Christ, we should seek the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to overcome spiritual battles and to transform our world. Thirdly, discernment of wisdom. Jesus' opponents failed to discern the work of God before them. They were blinded by their own preconceived notions and prejudices. We are reminded of the need for discernment and spiritual wisdom in our lives, so that we may recognize and embrace the work of God, even when it challenges our assumptions. And lastly, the victory of light over darkness. Jesus' power over demons represents the victory of light over darkness. It reminds us that when we align our lives and ourselves with Christ, the forces of darkness hold no power over us. We are called to resist evil. We are called to stand firm in our faith and allow the light of Christ to shine through us daily. As we reflect on what Jesus is telling us here today in this chapter 11 of Luke's Gospel, let us internalize this teaching of Jesus. Let us strive for unity, to seek the power of the Holy Spirit, to recognize that we are to have a discerning spirit and to seek wisdom and to live as bearers of light in a dark world. By us doing this, we can experience the transformative power of Christ and contribute to the establishment of God's kingdom here upon earth. I am the Reverend Father Scott Jupp, and may the Lord be with you.